Hi, everybody. This is Ronnie Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. And tonight is our wonderful night, which is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. We'll be going there for healing and having a wonderful evening tonight with different types of healings. And if you wish to call in afterwards, you can. So we'll first get everybody heart-centered. So we do this on most of the programs. Remember, we have over 500 archives on BBS, so if you want to take a listen to some of these here, you can. Wonderful information. And for most people, when they first hear the Creation Light Ship program, they kind of get a little confused because they're hearing information that they haven't heard before. And it takes most people probably at least a half a dozen to 10 times to finally catch on to what we're talking about. So if you are a brand new listener, just hang on, listen to us. And this program is about having your spirit come more into your physical body for ascension. This is what it's about. And in order to do that, you must release densities out of your body, out of your DNA, the judgments, to have that occur. And this is just what this program is about. So it's very simple. This is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. He came from the light ship. And this is the way he did his healing. So here we go. Let's do a mind to heart drop. So we're going to drop your conscious thoughts inside of your head, your mind, down to your heart center. And we count from 10 to 1 backwards to bring you down. You might actually feel the energy going into your chest cavity. And when you're there, you cannot have a positive or a negative thought. You're strictly in source energy, which is peace energy. And remember, if you have a positive thought, that's judgment. And a negative thought is also judgment. So both of these are actually what you don't want to have. You want to just be in pure, divine, peace, source energy. So here we go, dropping down. Just sit back, nothing for you to do. Don't try to do anything because you don't need to do anything. This is not the standard earthly type of modalities that people have to try to figure out with their mind. Remember, the mind's the darkness. This is what you want to get out of. You want to get out of the timeline reality of the darkness, linear time. So here we go, dropping down, and it'd be in the moment. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should feel pretty much at peace right now, and we'll start to go to the light ship, and this part of the program will not work on the archives, but you will feel the energy of it. So we go to the light ship for probably about 15 to 20 minutes, so if you're listening to an archive show right now, in the future, right now you're live, but if you are listening to it on an archive, just stay on, and we'll be doing healings in probably about 20 minutes here, and we'll have callers call in also. So here we go. We're going to go to the light ship. If you have any animals or pets you wish to bring along, flowers, trees, plants, a garden, you can. And this is where Jesus took people for his healings. So here we go. I'll count to five. You're going to be there in your physical form, just as you are right now, and you're going to be there out of time. So here we're in a time-based reality. We're in time. There you're going to be out of time. So you're going to be, in a sense, two places at one time. So here we go. I'll count to five as we go up. You might feel the energy change around you. So five, four, three, two, and one. We're on the light ship right now. And we're going to go on to the first room, which is a room to help your immune system. And remember, you have to request healings because the light always sees you in perfection, regardless of what your situation is. So request healing, and we'll bring in the energy for the immune system healing. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into another room. We'll go into the room where they have a lot of life force energy. This room has red discs that you stand on and one on top of your head. And there's red energy coming into your body right now. And this is quite something. If you wish to kind of go to sleep a little bit later, you may want to ask to have it toned down a little bit for you. But if you want to be awake for an extra hour or two, this can definitely help you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we're going to go into another room. This is the Rainbow Waterfall Room. And again, request healing. I'd request healing for maybe one or two situations that you're dealing with, maybe every minute or so. So here's a Rainbow Waterfall Room. So here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now let's put some music on so you can just sit back and kind of relax a little bit here. Request your healing so you can feel the energies. And then be able to see one of the light beams on the light show. Let's go to the room where Jesus is. So here we go. Here comes his energy. We're in this room now. So stronger, stronger, stronger. This will be his teaching energies. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Coming to you, so stronger, 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 and stronger. And you might have a fragrance of flowers, possibly. Another location on the light ship, and we'll go to the food court. We haven't been there for a while. This is where the light beings who do eat food eat, and we'll go to the room where they have different types of things. We'll go to the dessert counter, we'll call it, like a big food court, and we'll have some light ship chocolate. So it's up to you what type you like. I'll first bring in the bittersweet chocolate. Here it comes. It'll be a little piece of it here. Very, very small. It's going on your index finger. Now, underneath your tongue, you might feel your saliva changing. And here it comes. So one, two, three, four, and five. So you're sampling that right now on the light ship, and you may actually feel it down here and taste it. And now we're going to bring in some of the very, very sweet chocolate here. Here it comes. So, again, one, two, three, four, and five. There we go. And we could bring in some licorice. There's something similar up there. So here's licorice. So one, two, three, four, and five. And next we'll try some of their light ship strawberries. Here they come. So again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, and we'll go back into the immune system room here to give you a little more immune system help. So again, here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And for those of you who are curious about what the light beings have for energy when they don't eat, there's a room that we can get charged up in there also. So we're going to go into this room. They have a couple of golden plates that we put our hands on. These plates sample our body energy, and we're doing that right now. So if you feel your palms of your hands kind of pulsing a little bit, that's the reason why they're doing that. And now we're going into the little room that's next to it, putting our hands on some similar looking plates. And when I count to five, you're going to feel your body get energized. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And this takes probably about 5-10 seconds our time here. And you should feel your body actually get jump started here with a little more life force energy. We'll go into another location. Let's go into the room where they have the large crystal geodes. Let's go into the one where they have the pure clear quartz. So here we go. Remember, each one of these little crystals are conscious, the conscious beings. And again, you want to request your healing. So we're in this room right now. We're levitating, floating in the room. Here comes the crystal energies to us. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So let you just experience this here. Request your healing. And just see how you're doing. If you have any physical problems, like a back problem or shoulder problem, then you may want to actually move it a little bit, walk around so you can actually feel the energy changing. But he always sees you in pure divine perfection. You must request perfection change from one state to the next. Light does not judge you. board here, and let's have some vanilla. So they have some ice cream. So let's have some really nice vanilla ice cream. If you wish to have some type of topping on it, like hot fudge, you can request that. This is your choice here. Just do it right now. It's coming into your mouth. It's about a half a teaspoon, not very much, but you're going to feel pretty full. So here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. System here. So again, if you have any concerns, request your healing. So we're going into this room right now, and this is some more detoxification being done. Here comes this energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll be in here probably for about 5 minutes now. So let us stay in this room here to have a lymphatic system clearing. So just sit back, relax, and just enjoy the energy here. lymphatic clearing, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Another oxygen for everybody. This is number 82. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Take a deep breath. Inhale, exhale. Here it comes some more. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Oxygen. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Thank you. between you and the Light Being Doctor. This is Source Energy, Creation Energy, which created you and all beings that are created in the universe of light. The light ship's only available for a short amount of time, once every 2,000 years. Last time it came was when Jesus walked the earth, and then it came again here in 2005. So here we go. We're here for ascension. Coming back down, we're thanking the Doctor team for working with us. And like I said, the healings are between you and the Light Being Doctors. So here we go. Coming back down. So I'll count to five. One, your animals and pets are joining you, your trees, your garden, your plants. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. We're back again here. You may have felt the energy shift all around you as the light ship disconnected the energy channel from you. So we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. Annika, are you out there?
Yes, I am. I'm out here in cyberspace. It's nice to be on, and thank you so much for that light ship healing that we just got to enjoy here Saturday, 8th of May, 2010. And if you are listening to the archive, the rest of this show will still work, as in any healing samples that Ron does. But if you're listening live tonight, you will surely have enjoyed this. I had a lot of great comments on the fast chat from people telling that they were really enjoying it. So thank you so much, Ron. And for all of you that have not been on the call before, usually this is what we do every Saturday. We do go to the light ship. It's Saturday night live on the light ship. So if you enjoy this short healing session, Ron also offers one-hour conference calls, which are Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and you actually get to go to the light ship for an hour and really get to experience what we did just a little bit right now. And those are only $20 each, and it really is wonderful. We also have four shows on BBS Radio, which is Saturday night, obviously, like today. We also have shows Monday at 4 on Station 1, Wednesday at 7, I believe that's Station 1 also, and then Friday we are on Station 2, which is at 6:55, and that ends at 7:55. I'm actually talking Pacific time, so do forgive me if you're on the East Coast. And right after that show, we have had wonderful question and answer calls with Ron. We had a great one yesterday, and it really is very informative to hear what other people are experiencing with the clearings, and also all the different ways of dealing with the clearings and life in general, and what people have suggested. And if you haven't been on those calls, they are also great. And I know we have one of those coming up for this Friday, too. And also what I wanted to mention is that Ron has next Saturday, a week from today, that is Saturday, May 15th, there's going to be a four-hour ascension preparation call. And Ron also follows that with three intensive eight-hour calls. And they are on May 16, 23, and 30th. So, that four-hour one is at 1 p.m. And that's Pacific time again. So, for tonight, though, if you do want to call in, I'm just looking here on the fast chat, and if you can get on the fast chat, it's such a treat to read all of your comments. Thank you all so much, and thank you for sharing this evening with us. It's so great to be on here. I really enjoy it. And if you want to call in, like I said, we're on Station 1. The toll-free number is 888-815-9756. We do take callers. We still have another almost half an hour to go. So over to you, Ron.
Okay, so, boy, I feel very, very good. Very nice being with everybody here. We do a lot of healings with people. The newest one that we're doing, which I really love, it's been up for probably a couple weeks on the website. And I love it because it allows the darkness to come into the light. Remember, the darkness energies that are out there are normally soulless beings that are created in the dark side universes. And these beings could be afraid of the light. They could even be living inside of you. And they might find the light maybe being too bright, and they may want to maybe attack you because of that. And or maybe they're told some type of false agenda about what the light is, and so they see it as an adversary. And on the website, we're allowing the darkness to come into the light. Otherwise, they'd have no way of doing this. So this is what's so nice about it, is that you're able to have and help all these aliens, these extraterrestrials that are causing you harm, to come into the light where they can actually become, a life form with a spirit in it. Remember, the light does not judge anything. It doesn't have any judgments on what the past history was of these beings, and including yourself. If the light did judge you, then it would be the darkness. And so this is the way that the universe of light can get larger. And it's the way that this dark side energies can actually come into the light. And this is available, now for these dark side beings. After the light ship does the ascension, there will be no one on the planet here or maybe in the universe of light to actually bring them forth, to have them go into the light. This is why we have this basic 2,000 cycle time frame. So they have that opportunity every 2,000 years to do that. Normally what they do is the darkness comes full force, like the New Age movement now that we have, and you get all these practitioners doing stuff, giving people tools, giving people attunements, etc., which ties them up more into the darkness. This is what the darkness is actually promoting, and then you are unable to do the ascension process. And so once they realize that the light is not there to cause them harm, then they can come into the light. So what we're going to do is a clearing now. So if anybody has any dark side beings in them, and believe me, most people have them. These could be shapeshifters, shadow bodies, different aliens. Remember, everything out there other than the light that would be, dark side energies, that would be from the darkness. They don't have a spirit or soul, so they don't know what it's like. So they can have the opportunity to experience this here and to choose for themselves. And once they get out of you, then they can't come back into you. That's the only thing that that they have to understand, because then they're invading the light universe, and the light does not like that. And so this is the way they can come into the light, and even their whole race can come into the light. So here we go. If you feel anything moving inside of you, being released, you start yawning, you might feel physically lighter. It's because you have something attached inside of you, around you, through you, or whatever, and it means that it has left you. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10 as they get released. Remember, there's more than one of these. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so you should feel some energy. And what you might do is maybe wiggle a little bit here, move around. I'm going to take out some of the other alien life forms that we do on our 8-hour calls right now. We'll take out the octopus energy. So here we go. So taking that away. So stronger, 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 and stronger. You may have felt some releasing here. So I'll turn it back over to you, Hanukkah.
Yes, those 8-hour calls are just amazing, and to actually be able to be partially worked on with the light ship, which you do in between the calls too. And I know, you know, we do 8-hour calls on the Sundays, and then actually during the week, we still have work done. So there's a lot of work being done with those. So really looking forward to that. And I wanted to bring up a question from Nestor, and he says that he is new to all the earth change subjects, and what can he do to prepare himself for the changes?
Okay, the first thing is that you want to have your spirit more into your body. That's number one. So how do you do that? You want to have an emotional clearing to get rid of your densities, your judgments that have come up in this lifetime. And so we have that on the website. It takes somewhere between maybe, say, on the website about a half a minute per year of your life to do. So to have your life cleared, maybe we'll just say that you're, 20 years of age, so it's going to cost you $100. If you're over 60, we don't charge over $300. But it's instantaneous healings like Jesus did. Remember, Jesus took away people's sins. That was their same thing that we're doing now as the emotional clearing. And that clearing gets you released from your past in this lifetime, which is haunting you. So it's very important to have that clearing. So that's what you start off with. As far as earth changes, looking at what's happening to the earth, about all you can do is not pray to anything outside of yourself, and don't pray, because you're going to be bringing in more of these energies of the darkness to the earth and harming the earth spirit. So you don't want to do anything like that. So you can do that. You want to be basically in neutral. You want to stay heart-centered. And you need not to connect to anything outside of yourself. This is what this program is about, to get you more spirit-empowered with who you are. We never bring anything outside of yourself to you. Your spirit is the doorway to that. So you don't want to have any kind of attunements being done to yourself. You want to avoid practitioners that are doing things like that. As far as how you can help the spirit, just work on yourself. The earth spirit does not need your help whatsoever. In fact, if you do send it energy, it's not going to be compatible to it, because you're not the same energy as the earth spirit. And the earth spirit will see you sending it energy, much like other people send you energy, which is a psychic attack. So you never want to do that. Let the earth spirit handle its own affairs, and it's going to get rid of the aliens. See, the problem with the planet here is not necessarily you. It's the mind energy. And the aliens, the extraterrestrials, brought us mind energy here. And in that mind energy, it's controlling everybody. And this is the problem that we're dealing with, is mind control. And that mind control is also controlling the aliens that are probably controlling you. So the whole thing of darkness is mind control. And the earth spirit is fighting for its life to get rid of this mind control off of it. So by all means, don't do anything at all to try to help the earth spirit, thinking that you're going to give it some energy. Remember, the earth spirit is as big as this planet, so don't even think that you can do anything. So, because you can't. All you can do is work on yourself. And don't dilute your energy. The dark side will tell you how you should be working on people, maybe become a healer, which I don't recommend ever doing, and other things like that. Stick with yourself. Do your own clearings. Go to the light ship. Have the clearings being done for you. And at that point, you can become a better person, have a better life. So that's the main thing. Get the energies out of you of judgment. This is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. So you have to see what he was doing. Why did he do that? People could do the ascension. And that's the main thing. You have to clear out your judgment. So we'll do another clearing here. We'll do the jellyfish energy. Now, this one here sits on the top of your head. This is the interface to the darkness. And it connects, the tentacles connect to everything in you, much like the movie Avatar, where you have a consciousness that is controlled by jellyfish tentacles and energies attached to everything. So here we go. The movie is a very good one for mind control if you look at it that way. So here we go. Going to get rid of the jellyfish, so I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And may feel things leave your body, especially on the outside of you and the top of your head. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And on the website, creationlightship.com, you can go to the very top of the page, and we have a couple of the lightship healings there that we have done, and some shows that are from BBS here, and you can listen to those. And we took away quite a few of these alien predators that was connecting to you on these programs. So just go to the very top of the website, and you can see in green on the very top, there's a drop-down box there. Just click on it, and it will play the shows for you so you can get an idea of what we're talking about. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, thank you so much for that, Ron. And I want to continue here. Marcy has a few questions, and one of them is really good to talk about because it's all about how we can stay more heart-centered and actually stay out of judgment and stay more neutral in a sense. And she's asking, how do we stay neutral when a person does something that harms us? And unfortunately, we do get that a bit here. So what do you have to say about that, Ron?
Yeah, that's a good one. Just go into your heart and maybe walk away from the situation. You know, try to stay heart-centered. Try to be in neutral. Remember, if you're getting your button pushed by someone, then that means that you have the button with you. And do some clearings on it. You know, if you have your emotional clearing done, then you'll probably be less sensitive to these external maybe attacks or things that are happening to you. And you may have to go deeper. Maybe you want to do a trauma clearing. Maybe you want to do a feeling body clearing. But the clearings will help you become more in neutral. You can also do an auric field cleansing. That's on the website, too, on the left-hand side. You may even want to do a natal chart clearing to get rid of the energies that the darkness is attaching to you. And people are reading that also. So the whole thing is the energy that you're leaking out of yourself is going to draw people and situations to you so you can actually experience that, which will enable you to get rid of it. This is why you have these experiences. So the more you can be in the heart, the more you're out of time. Remember, when you're in time, then you're controlled by the aliens. And the aliens created time. They created the mind energy. So when you're in the mind, when you're in time, you're in darkness. When you're in your heart center, out of time, then you're in the light energy, which is creation energy. And that's basically it. The light never created darkness. The darkness is a universe upon itself, and it works fine in its own realm of experiences, but when it comes into the light, that's when we have problems here. So, you know, you might see what type of issues you're dealing with when somebody does get mad with you or upset you, and just see how that's relating to you, and maybe do a clearing for that. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah, it's always tricky, but that auric field protection that Ron was mentioning is a free clearing. There's a couple of free clearings that you can do on the website, and you probably know it by now, but it's creationlightship.com, and all you need to do is to scroll down on the left-hand side. And under emergency healing, you will see three different ones which will just help with emergency about being here now, and also darkness to light, which is one of the newer ones that Ron was mentioning a little bit about in the beginning. It's just fantastic to do those and keep them up for yourself. And, you know, donations are always welcome, but they are free. And then the auric field protection is just so helpful. And also, you know, since we did bring up the jellyfish and I think you did the octopus too, and Marcy was also asking, could we actually have or get those entities, or in this case, parasites on us if we swim? And, of course, we can talk about the alien page, which is where we would be able to remove those more on a daily basis too, which is also has been upgraded, so we can talk a little bit about that too, Ron.
Well, I think you're confusing physical parasites that we talk about, like by drinking bad water or having food that has things in it, versus alien predators and alien creatures and alien things, life forms that inhabit our body. This is completely different. So possibly you could, but I'm not dealing with, when I use the word parasites, these are parasitic life forms that take away your life force energy. They attack your body, and they also attack your spirit. So this is different. This is like having something inside of you that's actually eating away, eating on you, taking away your vital life force energy, which will eventually kill you. This is why we have strange illnesses anyway. And they brought them here. These are all alien energies that are with you, living inside of you. So it's not that swimming has anything to do with it. You have them anyway. How do you catch them? Well, the aliens give them to you through your DNA. They transmit them to you. If you go to sleep at night and, you know, you find your body jerking and twitching and you feel pins in your feet, well, the aliens are attacking you. This is why we have the alien attack page removal on the website. It's $30 a month. So if you're having that situation to where you're bouncing around, or maybe you have a newborn child or a fairly young, you know, child, maybe a year or two old, and you watch them, you know, moving their feet around all the time crying, well, they're under attack also. It's not that you're doing anything to them, but they're poking pins in their feet and into their legs, trying to take away their life force energy. This is what they do. They try to attack the meridians. So, you know, this is a big thing. Most people don't understand it, don't talk about it, because they don't know what it is. But these are actual real beings that you cannot see that are trying to take away your life force energy. So it's very important to have these released from you. If you're listening to the program and you know somebody who talks about aliens showing up in their room at night, attacking them, maybe they know that they have children on other planets, maybe they know about being abducted onto spaceships, we'll call it, then tell them about this website, creationlightship.com, alien attack removal. Very, very needed. How do you get these things into your body too? Well, you can shake somebody's hand, you give them a hug, they will body hop instantly from one person to the next. This is why most people, once they have these clearings done and they go through the 8-hour calls that I have, they really don't want to touch anybody because they get themselves cleaned out. You don't know how bad you are until you get a clearing, and then you feel much better. And then you find somebody touches you, shakes your hand, hugs you, and you go, man, I just felt myself getting slimed. Before that, you wouldn't know it because you're just, filled up with these things. They're crawling all through you. But once you get them released and you can finally get your conscience back to yourself and you can take up more territory in your body with your spirit, then you realize that you have these things. Otherwise, it might sound kind of airy-fairy, and you go, oh, yeah, you know, I don't believe any of this stuff. Remember, you don't have to believe it. Just because you don't think you believe it doesn't mean that it's not real. You know, it's like, before, you know, people might say who lived out in the middle of nowhere, maybe some type of person that lived maybe in a village where they had no cars, and you blindfold them, you bring them over here, and you say, you know about cars? They go, I don't know about cars. And the guy goes, well, I don't believe that cars are going to hurt me. And they walk out on the freeway, and they get run over. And they go, yep, there's cars. How about that? So at some point, you know, this will be common fact that the aliens are doing this to us. So let's do another clearing here. Which one would you like to do next?
Yeah, well, I see on the fast chat there was another one, a request from Alexander, who, and I think Stephanie wanted that one too, the parental energy or the parental, what do we call it? You have a better name, Ron.
Yeah, it's kind of how your, it's imprinting, how your parents' thoughts, living or not, are imprinting you in your life right now. So what happens is your parents want to live their life through you. So they maybe criticize you on what you're doing in your life right now because they think you're not maybe good enough or that you're not qualified or that you should be, you know, having a better job because you are more qualified than what you have, or they just basically don't like what you're doing and you can't get them off your back. So we have that clearing on the website. We have that for parental imprinting and also sibling imprinting. Maybe you have an older brother or sister that picks on you a lot, or maybe you pick on one of your younger siblings. That would work for you too. So here we go. We'll do your mother. So here we go. So if your mother's bugging you, we'll see if we can get that energy off you shortly here. So here we go. We'll go back the last 5 days. So 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared feels rough to me. Okay, yesterday clear, that's rough too. Wow. And today cleared. Now we'll do your father, how he's judging you and wanting to live his life through you and telling you how to live your own life according to his way of thinking. Here we go. Remember, this is all mind control patterns that you release, and all the things we have on the website is for mind control energies to get them released out of you. Just different names to them. So here we go. Your father, 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. Remember, these are all judgments. This is what Jesus took away from people, the judgments that they have upon themselves and what other people have caused them and what they've inherited from their ancestors. Remember, you're living the life of all of your ancestors with you right now in this very moment. So how old are your ancestors? 50,000 years, 100,000 years, older, you know? So you have all their thoughts with you. This is why you behave the way you do. Let's do your brothers, okay? If you have any brothers, then we'll do sisters. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's do your sisters, or sister. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared. Wow. Yesterday cleared and today cleared. And if you have maybe stepbrothers and stepsisters, we'll do that as one unit here, okay? 5 days cleared. Wow. 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. I'll go one step further here. Remember the old song about mother-in-law? If you're older, you're going to remember it here. So let's do your mother-in-law. What's she thinking of you? 5 days cleared. Oh, geez. Four, this is bad. 4 days cleared. Oh, criminy. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. Wow. Okay, that was your mother-in-law. How about father-in-law? Does he like you? 5 days cleared. Oh, geez. 4 days cleared. It's going to divorce your family, too, you know. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. Okay, our show's coming to an end.
Yeah, it's time to sign off.
To get off.
Yeah, unfortunately. Well, we'll see you all on Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific time.
Okay, blessings to everybody.
Bye.
Bye.